Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all Curious Minds shoppers. During our going out of business sale, all of our hardcover books are being deeply discounted. From now until the end of the week, they will be sold at an 80% discount. In addition, all paperbacks will be 50% off this week. And please remember, while this store will be shutting down soon, you will still be able to shop in person at our Lawrenceville location, which is just a 15-minute drive from here.
Number 71. Where is the announcement most likely being made? Number 72. What does the speaker say is happening this week? Number 73. What does the speaker remind the listeners about? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we wrap up this meeting, I wanted to discuss the picnic our department has been planning for next Saturday. I've already purchased most of the decorations, and Lorenzo has volunteered to bring a cake. Actually, Lorenzo, there's a great bakery not far from the park that you could order from. It's cash only, but there's a bank across the street. We still need other food and supplies, though. I've posted a list of what we still need in the break room, so write your name next to the item you'll bring.
Number 74. What is the speaker discussing? Number 75. Why does the speaker say,
"There's a bank across the street"?
Number 76. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
In local news, Moulton Supermarket is throwing a party today to celebrate its one-year anniversary. I spoke with owner Antonella Lambert about the store's success. She told me that Moulton strives to offer products from all over the world to meet the needs of the city's diverse population. And customers have responded with enthusiasm, happy to find familiar products from their countries of origin. As for her vision for the future, Lambert says she's already started raising money from investors so that she can open more Moulton supermarkets in adjacent towns.
Number 77. Why is Moulton Supermarket hosting a party? Number 78. According to Antonella Lambert, why is Moulton Supermarket successful? Number 79. Why is Antonella Lambert raising funds? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Hi, everyone. I'd just like to say that I'm aware of the issues you're experiencing with internet speed and connectivity in the office. I realize how difficult it is to get your work done with the interruptions. We're fixing it as fast as we can. A technician is coming in an hour or two. I know the sales reports are due on Wednesday, but I've talked to your team leads about the issue. As always, thanks for your hard work.
Number 80. What is not working properly? Number 81. According to the speaker, what will happen in the next few hours? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"I've talked to your team leads about the issue"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ling. I just received a call from a group asking to reserve the tea room for tomorrow. They would like us to decide on the entire menu for the tea party, from the tea selection to the food options. I'd like you to handle the preparations. I know you've never been in charge of a tea party before, but you've worked here for 5 months now. By the way, there will be children at the party. Please make sure some low tables and chairs are set up for them. You'll find them in the back room.
Number 83. What type of business does the speaker own? Number 84. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"You've worked here for 5 months now"?
Number 85. What does the speaker say is located in the back room? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Peak travel season is almost here, and as everyone knows, we don't have enough baggage handlers, ground crew, or ticketing agents to handle the demand. Passengers are experiencing longer lines and flight delays. Therefore, hiring more staff is our top priority. Now, we already have an incentive program for employees to refer friends for open positions. Please continue referring your friends to apply to work for us. And for our current staff, we're now going to start offering complimentary meals in all employee lounges starting this month. We want you to know that you're valued and appreciated.
Number 86. What industry does the speaker most likely work in? Number 87. What does the speaker say is a priority? Number 88. What change does the speaker mention? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Some quick announcements before we start the assembly line machines for the day. First, I need to tell you about a new safety standard for everyone working on the factory floor. Starting immediately, rings, earrings, and jewelry of any kind will not be allowed on the floor during your shift. Sorry, I know some of you will find this regulation inconvenient. As a reminder, keep your belongings safe during your shift. I recommend you put a lock on your designated locker in the break room. If you need one, I have a few in my office.
Number 89. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 90. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 91. What are the listeners reminded to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, all. I have a quick announcement about some staff shifts. Starting next week, everybody will see their evening hours adjusted. Since summer is ending and people are having dinner earlier, we're going to be closing at 8 instead of 10 p.m. on weekdays. It doesn't make financial sense for our kitchen to stay open late. This is a seasonal adjustment that we make every year. There's no reason for you to worry. We still have plenty of customers in the winter.
Number 92. What is the speaker announcing? Number 93. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 94. What does the speaker reassure the listeners about? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following recorded message and activity schedule.
You've reached Hayberry Farm in Millville. We're excited to announce that we're now under new management. Even with the management change, the farm will still be offering a full schedule of summer activities. We're now accepting registrations for our popular cooking class. This class focuses on making delicious meals with fresh ingredients. You can find more information on our website. Also, be aware that our Western Road entrance is closed until the end of June because of road construction. Visitors should use our entrance on Anderson Road.
Number 95. According to the speaker, what has changed at the farm? Number 96. Look at the graphic. When does the mentioned activity take place? Number 97. What are visitors to the business advised to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following broadcast and map.
This is Yun Kang with local information for Greenville residents. Your taxes have increased significantly this year. I know you've noticed, and you want to know what your money's being spent on. The city is going ahead with four major projects to improve your library, parkland, firehouse, and streets. Work on the firehouse is currently in progress, while the other projects will be started in coming months. Remember, the election for mayor is approaching, and your vote affects what projects become future priorities in the community. The candidates are holding a debate in our studios this Wednesday, and you're all encouraged to attend.
Number 98. What does the speaker say residents have noticed? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What is the cost of the project currently being worked on? Number 100. What is scheduled for Wednesday?